from inside the WAER studios.
Long outlet pass, Ryan Simmons inside! He scores the game winner! Give the assist to Don Mattona! Syracuse wins!
Finds Guerrier, open, drives baseline, goes up, and hammers it home! Quincy Guerrier, hello!
And it's intercepted! Andre Sisco!
Flings it from 75 feet past the scoreboard, and he connected! Elijah Hughes throws up a prayer at the buzzer, and somehow it's answered!
It's the Ostrom Avenue Podcast.
The Orange, take the Camping World Bowl.
Syracuse gets the program signature win it always needed. Perhaps the biggest upset in program history.
Taj Harris passed the 45. He's past midfield. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Syracuse.
And one, Joe Girard.
Three ball, Buddy Boeheim. He got all three of them. Huge shot from Buddy.
Pass point. Black got it. Game winner. Brendan Curry with the winner.
Hughes left wing charges and slams with the right hand.
Killing a three at the buzzer. Oh, it's good.
And here's your hosts, Owen Valentine and Ben Shulman.
We're now joined by Benny Williams. He is Syracuse's top recruit in the class of 2021. And Benny, you're the only recruit in the class of 2021. What's going on with that? You can't convince one of your five-star friends or four-star friends down at IMG to come along with you?
I've been recruiting who they told me to recruit, so... I mean, I'm just trying to make that work out.
I dig it. Thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate the time, man.
No problem.
So, Benny, obviously you're getting pretty close to your time at Syracuse, but I want to take it back a bit. When's the first time you really picked up a basketball? Like, what are some of your early childhood memories?
I picked up a basketball because my sister played, and I was always in the gym when she was working out, like on the side court shooting. So, yeah, that's pretty much why.
When, you know, you're playing at a young age and, you know, you're rising up, and what point in your career did you sort of realize, hey, I'm better than everyone else that I'm playing with?
When I truly, like, decided this is really what I want to do, like, no other questions about it, it's probably, like, 16. It just took a big leap in my game, confidence level. Because of what I was doing on the court.
And so that's when you're at St. Andrews, and then you end up going to IMG. Mm-hmm. What was in that decision? Why did you decide you need to make the switch?
Because in Maryland, they haven't even – well, my conference hasn't even started a season, and they probably won't. So it was just a matter of, like, just making a big jump and coming to IMG, having the facilities and, like, using them to full advantage.
When you make that switch, and now, you know what, you're 20 games deep into a season, you've got a handful more regular season games, playing for possibly a national championship if that gets in the works, and that can be able to figure it out. I've always been fascinated with IMG. And when you sort of look at the team that you've got, I just sort of want to see in your mind, if you take your current IMG team and put them in Division One, throw them in the ACC, where do you sort of think they rank? Where do you think they sort of fall in those ranks?
I wouldn't say we would be like the top, but we would definitely compete with some teams in college basketball for sure.
Okay.
We have all the pieces we need on it, like coming off the bench even too.
I know you've got endless depth on that team. Whenever you sort of just keep looking, whoever comes on the court is going to be able to compete wherever they go. When you sort of look around IMG, and you mentioned the facilities, do you ever just sort of sit back and think, wow, like, this is unreal?
Yeah. Sometimes it's just unbelievable. Like, that I'm here, like, we got facilities that some colleges don't even have. So to have that in high school, you just want to take full advantage of it. And it's an eye-opening moment for sure.
And it's just been, you know, such a storied high school program. Have you gotten to talk to any of, you know, the great alumni from IMG? And if so, who's the coolest person you've talked to?
No, I haven't met any alumni. Oh, no. Before I came here, I met Trayvon Duvall and Chris McCullough, actually. I think Chris McCullough went here, right? IMG?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah. So I met them too out of like the alumni. So
in your sort of, you know, your time at IMG so far, where do you think your sort of biggest improvements have gone? How have, you know, those facilities, the coaching staff, the whole sort of IMG experience really impacted your game so far?
Just being more consistent on and off the floor. Just being a better person, being on time at all times, sleep habits, eating habits, and just putting in the work and time to be great.
So how's the season going so far? Not just for the team, but you too. How's the year been going?
For the team, as you can see, we're still unbeaten. We plan to stay that way, and we have a goal of being like the best post grad team to ever play. So we're all working to accomplish that goal. But for me, I definitely improved since the beginning of the season. I'm picking up like 20 pounds since I came to IMG, and just continued. Like, the main thing I focused on coming here was being a more consistent shot maker, and I've definitely did that.
You mentioned you put on a little bit of muscle there, and that's been sort of, in people we've talked to, one of the questions people have is sort of your size, because all of these recruiting sites have you listed at 180.
Where I was at the beginning.
Right, what are you at?
Like 205. Yeah, so I came here at like 185, so I picked up about 20 pounds.
That is that's exactly sort of what everyone's been saying in terms of where you can grow the most. So
yeah, to see they had 185 from when I first started like getting notoriety and stuff. So yeah,
205. That's sort of the number where people have had it circled. Has it been sort of just the conditioning, the strength and conditioning over at IMG? What have you been doing to bump that number up?
Putting in extra work with Coach UJ, who recently just left to go to University of Alabama football. So, you know, he's really good. So, and working with my nutritionist, eating right, putting the right food in my body so I can perform well on the floor.
What have those 20 pounds done for you? Like, have you seen a major difference on the court?
Yeah, just knowing that I can push and shove with people, which brings more confidence to my game and makes me perform better.
When you look at your game, what would you say sort of your greatest asset is? And then where is a spot that you would like to continue improving on as you get closer to Syracuse?
I think I'm a great teammate. So I think what I bring to a team is definitely transition, like passing and stuff like that, getting my teammates involved, getting their confidence up so that we can both perform well and stuff like that. So what was the other question? I'm sorry.
Is there any spot in your game that you sort of want to continue improving on that you sort of circle as one of the things that you want to really refine in your time before you get over here?
Just being a more consistent scorer, not having games where I'd like have 18 and then 6, just like keeping a consistent number.
So now, you know, we're moving on to Syracuse here and the recruiting process. How was the whole thing for you, you know, getting offers from multiple schools and having to weigh it all out? How was that entire experience?
It was a cool experience because I've always wanted it, but it became stressful at times. But I've always knew when Syracuse offered me, I definitely knew I was going. And it was just a matter of having the coaches see that I'm going to improve and that they're going to want me. So, yeah.
What about Syracuse made it like a for sure I'm going to go to Syracuse?
I grew up watching them, Jeremy Grant, Melo. I mean, I was like one with Melo, but I watch highlights and stuff. Syracuse basketball has just always been on the TV. It's not like we were fans or anything. It just was always on the TV. So for them to recruit me that was crazy.
What sort of was that early process like, seeing, starting to get some attention from the Syracuse coaching staff and being able to sort of come to fruition on that?
It was cool. It was weird at first because, like I said, it's just always on the TV. And now that you are being recruited by a team that you always seen on TV, it was just crazy for me. Like it was eye opening for sure.
And so in September of 2019, you come visit the campus.
Yeah.
How was that experience? What did you like about it? And really, what were you doing that whole time?
I went, are you talking about the official visit?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I went to a football game, against Clemson. People noticed me, which I love, just how the fans follow their, like recruiting and what they have now, like as far as players. It was just cool to see that, the fans are all in and they're really diehard fans.
And then you, you came back for that UNC game, right? How was it to sort of you know, the dome get packed in its own way for a basketball game?
Nah, it was crazy. Tom Brady was there. Jimmy Fallon was there. It was just cool seeing all the fans go crazy. It was insane. It was crazy. Sure. Just being there.
I would assume, you know, in the football game, people were noticing you. You weren't exactly the big man on campus with the GOAT and Gronk and Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, Gronk was there. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, that was a cool game.
You know, you're now committed to the program. How much time do you spend, or how much time have you spent talking with players and coaches that are actively at SU?
I talk to Coach Red every week, weekly, like all the time. Coach G-Max hits me up every once in a while. I talk to Coach Boeheim every once in a while. Coach Boeheim just calls to check in, see how I'm doing, tells me how the team's doing, what I see when I watch the games and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Have you been in contact with the players at all? Who have you been talking with the most out of the guys on the team?
I talk to Buddy sometimes, for sure. But Buddy was the guy that I like followed around when I went to the official visit.
So, you know, you still got a few months, but soon you're going to be in Orange. Who's the player that used to play for Syracuse or currently plays for Syracuse that you think is the best player comp for you?
Jeremy Grant, for sure. Just us being long, athletic wings. I work out with him in the summer. We play one-on-one sometimes. Yeah, I think just the athleticism and the capable shot making that you guys see now, he might be an all-star. Yeah, definitely my player comp.
He's been going off. He's been going off this year, really showing out. And I mean, when you sort of, you know, you look at this team, and I just sort of like to ask anyone I can, what's your experience with the 2-3? Do you feel comfortable jumping into that? Do you play it a lot over at IMG, or did you play it before you got over there too?
We play it a lot at IMG for sure now, because I think it's better than our man, because it's hard for like people to score. So we were up a couple points yesterday, and we went at 2-3, and we went up like 20 points, like real quick. So just seeing that, like coaches know now that it works better for us.
When you're playing the 2-3, are you at the top or on the wings? Like what position?
Bottom wings.
Okay.
Yeah. I play the top sometimes, but very rarely.
The length is killer, man. The length is the killer up top for you. When you I know, you know, it varies a little bit. When you get on campus, do you know sort of where you're going to be fitting in position wise? Are you going to sort of try and go combo here, or are they seeing you as a combo guy?
3-4, really. Just work on my ball handling, play some 2, hopefully. Any place Coach Boeheim wants me to be, I'm gonna be, just to win. Anything.
Good
to
mentality.
Win. Yeah.
Good mentality.
And the reason we ask is because, you know, you were quoted one time saying that you are like a typical big, long Syracuse guard, but then also you're listed as a power forward sometimes. Could you see yourself not only, you know, offensively playing multiple positions, but defensively switching on to a lot of positions?
Yeah, for sure. I've been working a lot on guarding 1-5, and I'm definitely getting there for sure.
When you come to Syracuse and you sort of see and you plan everything out, what do you sort of hope is your legacy here? What would you consider a successful career here? What are your goals and aspirations when you're over here?
That just honestly just be considered a winner, turn Syracuse basketball around for sure, and get back to what they used to be.
What's the largest crowd you've ever played in front of? Because, you know, Syracuse can get up to, you know, 35,000 plus people. Have you ever played anything like that?
No, nothing like that. But the most fans at my game was probably Peace Jam Championship, 16th. Yeah, for sure. When we play Team Griffin.
One of the there was a quote I saw in your commitment video from your dad saying you get what you put into it. What does that quote mean to you, and how has that sort of stuck with you?
If you put in the work, you're gonna if you put in the work, honestly, it's gonna show on the floor and off the floor, but you gotta put in work on both sides of your life.
Has your dad been a major influence in your basketball career?
Yeah, for sure. I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't even be on the phone with you if it wasn't for my dad.
What have you guys done? Like, was he out there playing with you when you were a kid?
Or? Rebounding. I started shooting well because of him. Just little things on the court. Body language, free throws, little things.
Was your dad involved at all in the process? I know when we talked to a couple of guys before, and they always talk about the sort of family aspects of recruiting. So was your dad involved at all?
Yeah, for sure. Maryland is his like hometown school, and he went there and graduated from there, but he knew Syracuse was the best option. Everybody knew Syracuse was the best option. So it was just time to make it happen.
Well, and if, you know, if Maryland was his hometown school, then he's pretty used to the ACC. A lot of things have shifted now.
Yeah.
But at least you're, you know, back in the conference that you probably grew up watching a lot with.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
What's your experience with snow? Are you ready for it?
We get some snow in Maryland, but not like upstate. No, not at all.
Have you bought a coat?
I'll be ready for it though. Especially, I mean, it's going to be weird coming from Florida going there, but yeah, I'll be fine.
Oh yeah,
they'll hook you up with a nice little coat too. Yeah. Don't you worry about that.
We can get you a big coat. I meant to ask you before, I may as well ask now. What's it like, you know, as a high school kid moving from Maryland to Florida?
Weird, especially now because it's supposed to be cold. Like, I'm used to it being cold in Maryland, but I'm outside wearing shorts and tees and flip-flops. So yeah, that part of it is weird, but seeing palm trees every day, it grew on me now, but at first it was weird.
I was gonna say too, you're really lucky in the fact that you got through, you know, the majority of this recruiting cycle before the whole world shut down. So you got to go on visits, you got to see places in person, whereas a lot of these guys are seeing tours via videos and Zoom calls now.
That I was really grateful for that, and that's one of the reasons I picked Syracuse too, just being like there for myself and not seeing it on a Zoom call or anything.
All right, a couple more. We're gonna go rapid fire here to close this out. One word, one sentence, whatever you want to give, just a handful. Summer basketball, summer not. Pre-game ritual. What's the go-to thing that you do?
Music. Music.
That segues into the next one. Who's your favorite artist?
Playboi Carti.
And what's your favorite Playboi Carti song?
Probably King Vamp. It's called King Vamp. Yeah.
All right. And where do you fall on the GOAT debate? Are you MJ or LeBron?
Oh, MJ. No question.
Really? I thought we might have had you at LeBron just because, you know, I'm a 2000 people that are getting to the 2000s, but
yeah.
I see you showing respect. Yeah. What's something that we wouldn't know about you, like a hidden talent or something not basketball related?
I can sketch. Yeah, I can sketch really well.
Okay, if you could have one superpower, what's the superpower of choice?
Oh, telekinesis for sure.
You had that quick, like you've
been. Yeah, because I watched my favorite show of all time is Stranger Things.
Okay.
Yeah. All
right. That would make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Who was your favorite basketball player growing up?
Growing up, growing up. Dwight Howard, when he was with the Magic, always Kobe, and KD, just because he's from my area, PG County.
Were you a Wizards fan, or did you have another team that you?
No, I just follow. I always follow players.
All right, outside of basketball, what's the sport you like to watch the most?
I don't watch a lot of sports, but if I had to choose one, it would definitely be football.
Are you with the Ravens on that, or where are you falling? Do you have a team?
No, I don't have a team. I stopped watching after Calvin Johnson retired.
Oh, that one hurt?
Yeah, yeah, that was bad.
Let's see. What are you – do you have a major in mind yet? Do you know what you're going to do school-wise here?
I want to do something in fashion, but if something else works out, then yeah.
All right. And then one final word, one final question here. What is the one word that describes Benny Williams?
Humble.
Love it. Yeah. Thank you so much, man. We really appreciate the time. We can't wait to get in touch once you get over here on campus and start the career, man.
No problem. Appreciate you guys.
All right. Have a good night, buddy.
Stay safe.